Chapter 15. After I told Norma that she needed to take out the choppers before they could release their toxic gas down into Grayville, I slammed on the throttle until I reached the entrance of the shipyard by the river. I slowed down as I started to roll over the gravel, but the tracking beacon told me that Elizabeth was still far enough away that I didn't need to sneak up on foot just yet. I glanced at Eileen in the passenger seat, but she had the same calm expression on her face that she always did. Of course, if my beautiful android suddenly looked surprised or panicked, well, then I'd have another set of problems entirely. Still, I wasn't sure if I found her calm expression to be reassuring or just unsettling, especially when I thought about what we were about to do. At least I knew that the choppers were in good hands. I knew that Penumbra and Beacon would do a great job with the National Guard helicopters, but I knew that a good portion of the reason that they would do so well was because of Norma. My brunette assistant might be mousy and nerdy, but when it came to battle plans, she was a regular fucking general. Maybe I had rubbed off on her, or maybe she had just started to understand her own superpowers a little more, but either way, Norma had seemed a lot more sure of herself lately. She hadn't even questioned whether or not she and the others could take out the helicopters, and instead she had just accepted it as a fact and immediately moved on to the logistics of everything. I was starting to get very fond of my mousy assistant. Norma was sweet, but could also be terrifying, and that was a perfect combination for someone who was basically my right hand. She always did a good job of keeping me grounded in what was practical and realistic, but she also enjoyed pushing us both into more creative ways of killing bad guys, and that was a hard skill to find in an assistant. Plus, it was really fun to see how much I could make her blush in embarrassment when I complimented her appearance or an idea she had or, well, basically any time I paid her any attention at all.
We are approximately 200 yards away from the location of the tracking device,
Eileen announced.
You said to inform you when we were this close. Will we proceed on foot from here?
I think that's best, even though there's a good chance that the maniac knows we're coming or... Well, even if he doesn't, he'll probably see into the future and figure it out right before we bust down the door.
If that's true, then why does it matter whether we go on foot or by car?
Eileen asked. Because, on the off chance that he doesn't know we're coming, I'd like to keep the element of surprise as long as possible, and that won't happen if our tires just crunch across the gravel right up to his door.
That seems logical,
Eileen said with a nod.
I know that I am also an element of surprise for the maniac, so would you like me to wait outside until you need me, or should I immediately come inside with you?
I was gonna hold you in reserve, I said as I slowed to a stop and then turned off the car. But you heard what the maniac said. He's got Elizabeth tied up to some sort of bomb, and if she breaks free...
That would not be difficult for her,
Eileen interrupted. No, but if she does, then it'll explode and blow us all to pieces. And unlike you, we all are very much attached to our bodies, so that would be not good.
She will be unable to assist in her own rescue if she cannot break free,
the beautiful android pointed out. And that's exactly where you come in. I want you to wait outside until you hear me and the maniac start to fight, and then I'll try to keep him distracted long enough for you to sneak in and free Elizabeth from the bomb. You can disarm a bomb, right?
I am certain that I can override whatever system the maniac has in place,
the android responded.
So, yes.
Good. Then, let's get a little closer, I said, and then carefully opened and shut my car door. We moved as quickly and as quietly across the gravel as we could, and after only a few strides forward, it was easy to see where the tracking beacon was leading us. On every side of us, there were shipping containers stacked up on top of each other, so high that they blocked out whole portions of the sky. But straight ahead was a large warehouse that looked just run down, but still secure enough for the maniac to use as his latest hideout. And somewhere inside the warehouse, with him, was Elizabeth. I wasn't surprised that the maniac hadn't found the tracking device on her, since it was designed to stay well hidden, but there was just as good of a chance that the maniac hadn't even bothered to search her for one. He knew that I would come to get her, just like he knew that all of his games would ultimately lead to a final showdown between him and me. But, unlike his games with the Shadow Knight, only one of us would leave the warehouse alive tonight.
Will you try to sneak inside?
Eileen asked.
Or will you go for a more direct approach?
Oh, I'm just gonna walk in through the front door. Right now, my biggest concern is for me to distract him long enough that you can sneak in, disarm the bomb, and free Elizabeth. Then, once you finish with that, you can both help me fight him.
I understand, Creator.
Eileen purred.
I'll take care of Dynamo.
Then stay outside until you hear us start to fight. I whispered as we moved closer to the warehouse. As soon as my beautiful android stepped to the side of the main door and stood perfectly still, I reached for the door to the warehouse, found that it was unlocked, and then twisted to push it open. Everything inside the warehouse was completely dark. I glanced at the screens inside my helmet as my eyes adjusted, but before I could see any movement in the darkness around me, smoke started to spill across the floor toward me, at the same time that someone started to clap from out of the darkness of the warehouse. For half a second, I thought that something was on fire, but as I watched the smoke roll across the floor, I realized that it was from some sort of fog machine, especially since there was no smell of fire. The clapping sound continued, and when it was followed by the maniac's familiar cackle, I rolled my eyes at his need for such a show. "Where's Dynamo?" I demanded as I continued to scan the warehouse for any signs of the supervillain.
"I'm here!"
Elizabeth's voice sounded a few dozen yards ahead of me and to the right. The clapping stopped just long enough for the lights in the warehouse all to flip on, and as soon as I blinked to adjust to the sudden fluorescent light, the maniac strode toward me out of the fog and began to clap again. "This all seems a little excessive, don't you think?" I asked with a glance at the fog machine. "You don't have long feathered hair, tight cheetah print leggings, or a guitar slung over your shoulder?"
"Well, I thought the least I could do was give you a proper welcome."
The maniac cackled and then finally let his hands fall to his sides.
"No rock music needed. Let me see Dynamo." "Ah, I knew you wouldn't be able to resist the thought of the lovely Dynamo in danger,"
the maniac said with an unsettling grin.
"But I've moved her oh so carefully behind the shelves over there, so you and I could have this whole space to play in. And I don't particularly feel like moving her back."
"Then, let's get this over with," I said, and immediately brought my arm up to aim my palm blaster at him. The maniac ducked and rolled to the side before I could fire, and he disappeared between some of the huge shelves to my left. That also just so happened to be exactly what I wanted him to do, since that would keep him away from Elizabeth long enough for Eileen to come inside and free her from the bomb. I hurried after the supervillain, but by the time I entered one of the long warehouse rows, he had vanished to some other row, so I waited until I heard his cackle again, and then darted forward after him.
"You didn't bring your friends with you!"
the maniac called from up ahead.
"I'm disappointed, Miles."
"I'm afraid they were a little busy tonight," I said, and then fired my palm blaster at a flash of movement at the end of the aisle.
The shot missed, of course, but it should be enough of a sound to signal Eileen to go ahead and come inside. I just needed to keep the maniac busy until she got to Elizabeth, so I lowered myself into a squat and jumped as high as I could with the help of the thrusters in my boots. The jump took me high enough that I could see through a gap in the shelves onto the next aisle, and the maniac's pale face looked up at me in a mixture of admiration and hatred. As I deployed the thrusters to give me a gentle fall back to the ground, I glanced at one of the screens inside my helmet and saw Eileen dart into the warehouse behind me. Immediately, I dropped down and rolled through the lowest empty shelf to come up beside the maniac, and this time he wasn't able to get away fast enough. But goddamn, if he wasn't still fast. As I swung my fist toward him, I felt my gauntlet engage to amplify the force of my punch, but the maniac saw where my fist was headed and was able to duck out of the way. I tried a few more punches, but the closest I came to landing a blow was one time when I caught the upper cartilage of his ear.
Woo! Oh, you're not much better than the Shadow Knight, are you? What's the matter? Am I too fast for you?
The maniac just continued to duck and dodge the rest of my blows, and every few seconds he grabbed something off one of the shelves and lobbed it toward me. He pulled out throwing knives a few times, like he wanted to imitate the Shadow Knight, but even when they hit me, they just glanced off my suit like they were nothing but little paper planes. Now look who's not much better than the Shadow Knight.
I need 38 more seconds.
Eileen chimed into my ear.
And then Dynamo will be free.
And then the maniac will be dead.
Elizabeth growled. Well, I could do 38 more seconds. I had never fought someone who knew everything that I was going to do before I did it, and sometimes before I even thought about it. My mind worked faster than most people's, but I still couldn't actually see into the future, so I felt my body start to tire out in a one-on-one fight against the maniac. I started to throw punches so fast that I didn't even care if they hit their target, just as long as they kept him distracted. I only managed to use my palm blaster once, but the rest of the time the maniac moved so quickly that I didn't want to waste the power when I wasn't absolutely certain that I could hit him. The same thing was true of my gun, so for now I just kept it holstered at my side, so when the time was right, I would have plenty of bullets to use against this asshole. He tried to use his taser against me once, but I ducked around the end of the aisle, so the electricity just sizzled against the metal shelving instead. I jumped back around the corner and fired my own taser at him, and just as he flung a shuriken at me, I heard Eileen's voice chime into my earpiece again.
In five,
my robotic assistant said. I deployed the thrusters in my boots again to jump up toward the ceiling and then come crashing back down with my feet aimed straight for the maniac. He rolled forward and came up with his taser aimed at me again, but before he could fire it and before I could land, the supervillain suddenly lowered his arm, spun around, and raced back toward where he had left Elizabeth. The moment I landed on the ground again, I sprinted after him. "Something wrong!" I called behind him, but I knew he had taken off because he had seen the fact that Eileen was about to free Elizabeth. "Who is she? Who's the dirty blonde?"
"All done,"
Eileen chimed again. "Oh, was she not part of your plan?" I smirked as I reached the empty space in the middle of the warehouse. The maniac kept running across the middle of the warehouse, and by the time he reached the other side, I was right behind him, so we came up on the side of the empty chair together. The bomb was still attached to the back of the chair, but there were no blinking lights and no beeping, so I knew that my beautiful android had successfully disabled it. But at the moment, Eileen and Elizabeth were nowhere to be seen. The maniac whirled toward me again, now that we were in the open space together, but I just grinned and fired my palm blaster at him. He rolled out of the way half a second before I fired my shot, so it didn't hit him, and then he dashed away in between two of the huge rows of shelving. I moved toward the glass box at the back of the warehouse and felt my stomach tense at the sight of the twisted bodies inside it. I was sure that these were some of the maniac's experiments with his hallucinogenic gas, but even though I knew that Norma and the others were about to eliminate the problem of the airborne toxin, it didn't make it easier to see the effects of the gas on these poor bastards. "I'll go up top," I whispered into the comms. "Elizabeth, you come front and center, and Eileen, make sure he doesn't leave the warehouse, and then, well, then you can figure out when and where to join in."
"I will choose the optimal time,"
my beautiful android replied. Just before I used the thrusters in my boots to jump up to the top of one of the industrial shelves, I saw something on top of the glass box. It was at the very end, and it looked almost exactly like... God damn. I whistled as I took a step closer. "Is this..."
"What's left of the Shadow Knight?"
Elizabeth asked as she stepped out from the aisle beside me.
"Yeah, apparently the maniac likes to keep mementos."
Oh, my superpowered girlfriend looked as beautiful as ever, and other than her missing gas mask, she seemed totally untouched by the maniac. She flexed her fists at her sides, and the muscles of her arms rippled with the movement at the same time that she nodded at me.
"Let's get the bastard,"
Elizabeth growled. I knew that she was pissed that she hadn't been able to take down the maniac all by herself, but he wasn't like any other supervillain that we'd gone up against before,
so she really shouldn't be too hard on herself about it. He liked to use tricks and literal smoke against his enemies, but Dynamo was much more of a direct fighter. Elizabeth might have been what kept our team honest, but just because she didn't like to fight dirty, that sure as hell didn't mean that I couldn't. "You stay here," I told her as I picked up what was left of the Shadow Knight's skull. "And don't ask Eileen where she is. Wherever she is, I want that to stay a surprise."
"What are you going to do with that?"
my girlfriend asked with a nod at the skull. "Oh, I'm about to piss off a psychopath," I said with a grin.
"He is moving toward the exit,"
Eileen announced over the comms.
"I will stop him."
As Elizabeth got into position in front of the long glass box, I backed up into one of the aisles, tightened my grip on the Shadow Knight's partial skull, and then used my thrusters to propel me up toward the top shelf that was just under the ceiling of the warehouse. As soon as I lowered myself down onto the top shelf, I looked around and realized that I could see almost everything in the warehouse, and that included the maniac as he moved toward the exit of the building. He looked over his shoulder just as he reached the door, but when he saw that Dynamo was just standing in front of the glass box, he hesitated, like he couldn't understand why she wouldn't come after him. Then I watched him figure out that Eileen was about to strike. The maniac grasped the door handle, but the warehouse door slammed into him from outside, and then my robotic assistant strode through the door, closed it behind her again, and immediately started to shoot at the psychopathic supervillain. He only just managed to roll out of the way in time, but as he raced back across the warehouse to get away from my android, Dynamo sprinted toward him from the other direction, so he was caught between both my beautiful, powerful women. The maniac pulled something out of one of his pockets, and it looked like a tiny gas canister. I didn't think he would actually gas himself with the same toxic shit that he had planned to release on Greyville, but, well, I didn't want to take any chances, since Elizabeth didn't have her mask on. I was about to whistle to get his attention when the maniac suddenly stopped and looked at the end of the glass box where the Shadow Knight's skull had been. "Where?" The maniac trailed off. "Oh. Looking for something?" I then whistled from my position on the top shelf. Eileen, Elizabeth, and the maniac all swiveled their heads to look up at me. As soon as the maniac's attention was fixed on me, I raised the skull and waved it at him, and at the same time Eileen and Dynamo started to stalk a little closer to the supervillain.
"That does not belong to you. You should not take the things that don't belong to you."
"Then give me back my gas mask,"
Elizabeth said when she was just a few strides away from him.
"Fine," the maniac said, but didn't take his gaze off of the Shadow Knight's skull.
Instead, he kept the gas canister in one hand and fished out her mask from another pocket with his other hand. He tossed it in her direction, and as soon as my girlfriend caught it, she slipped it back over her nose and mouth so she would be protected just in case he was able to release the gas. But I didn't plan to let him get that far.
"Now put it down," the maniac warned.
"But I never said that I would. After all, can't you see what's about to happen?"
"No!"
the maniac shouted, but it was too late. I lobbed the partial skull as hard as I could toward the concrete floor, and even though the maniac dove for it, he couldn't get there in time. Instead, the last remaining piece of the Shadow Knight shattered when it hit the concrete, and by the time the supervillain got there, all he could do was try to scrape up the little shards of bone that were left. He had set the little gas canister down while he tried to scrape up the Shadow Knight's remains, so I ejected a small stream of webbing down to the floor to latch onto it. As soon as it was connected to the canister, I yanked it back up toward me and had just enough time to tuck it securely into my suit before Eileen and Elizabeth both reached the maniac. The maniac pulled something else out from one of his pockets and threw it toward Eileen, and as he rolled out of the way, it exploded just in front of my robotic assistant. It was a small blast, but it didn't even faze her, and instead the beautiful android just strode forward with a small burn hole in one of her tall boots. I used my thrusters to jump off the top shelf and slowly lower myself back down to the concrete. When I hit the floor, I saw the maniac run over to the other side of the warehouse, so Elizabeth and I followed him into one of the aisles, while Eileen went down another row to come up on him from the back.
Even though I knew that the maniac preferred to fight with tricks, he still seemed a little too eager to run in the opposite direction. I had assumed that he would be so pissed off about what I had done to the Shadow Knight's skull that he would attack me right away. So now, I couldn't help but feel that he wanted to lead us into a trap. When the maniac reached the end of the aisle up ahead, I saw the movement above us on the screens inside my helmet, just before the supervillain stopped and turned to face us with a grin. I grabbed Elizabeth by the elbow and tried to pull her back in time, but as I watched the weighted net plunge toward us from where it had been hidden against the ceiling, I knew that we wouldn't be able to avoid it in time. Instead, I dropped my girlfriend's arm, triggered the wrist blades in my suit, and held my arms above me to catch the net when it fell. As soon as it dropped on top of us, I could feel how heavy it was. But Elizabeth held it up so it didn't knock us down to the floor, while I slashed my wrist blades back and forth to cut us free. The maniac looked disappointed, but he quickly just pulled out a grenade and threw it toward us. Elizabeth immediately dropped the heavy net, fired her gun at the oncoming grenade, and exploded it midair before it reached us. Shrapnel exploded outward, but we both turned and covered our necks just as the shards rained down against our protective suits. The moment the shrapnel fell to the floor, Elizabeth pushed the heavy net up off of us again, and I finished the last few cuts through the thick ropes to get us out of there. When the net fell down around our ankles, I glanced up in time to see Eileen come around the corner and cut off the maniac's escape route. She instantly slammed her elbow into his jaw, but because her joints didn't have to act like normal human joints, she reversed her elbow and brought it back across the other side of his jaw, so the maniac's head rocked first to one side and then to the other. "Ha! Didn't see that one coming, did you?" I called out. Norma suddenly chirped something into my ear about how they had just taken down the last of the maniac's hijacked helicopters, but there was no time to respond to her, not when we were so close to finally ending this psychopath. Elizabeth and I stumbled past the weighted net down the aisle toward the supervillain, while he and Eileen went head-to-head against each other. He could see every movement that she was about to make before she made it, but Eileen's consciousness also worked faster than even a superpowered human brain, so it was clear to see that the maniac's reaction time was getting a little slower every time he blocked another hit from Eileen, and then tried to stab or shoot her in return. When we were a little closer, Dynamo tucked her head down and sprinted ahead at full speed, so she could slam into the supervillain's side. The maniac had just tried to punch Eileen in the throat, only to discover that there was hard alloy plating underneath her skin. So as he yelped and clutched his hand to his chest, Dynamo was able to plow into him. Her shoulder rammed into his side, hard enough to throw him up against the wall. But before he could recover from the hit, I joined my girlfriend and threw a gauntlet-enhanced punch at his unprotected abdomen. As he doubled over, Elizabeth prepared to hit him again, but before either of us could move against him again, he reached into another pocket and flung something small and powdery at us. It stung when it hit my eyes, even though my helmet protected me from most of the powder. As I blinked to try to clear the film from my vision, I pointed my finger lasers at the spot where the maniac should have been. I could hear Elizabeth beside me as she cursed at the powdery shit in her own eyes, so I fired, but I didn't hear anything that sounded like I had hit the supervillain. By the time the film cleared from my vision, the maniac was no longer in front of us, but neither was Eileen. The sound of bullets erupted from somewhere behind us, so once I saw that Elizabeth's vision had recovered, too, we took off back toward the center of the warehouse.
"Get clear of the shelves,"
Eileen said. I didn't ask her what she planned to do with them, and instead, my superpowered girlfriend and I sprinted out of the aisle, just as metal screeched behind us loud enough to wake the goddamn dead. I glanced over my shoulder to see one huge row of metal shelving fall over and slam into the next, until all the shelves on one side of the warehouse all fell into each other and crashed to the concrete, like a bunch of oversized dominoes. Eileen stood next to the collapsed metal shelving by the door, and she tilted her head to the side when I looked at her.
"Now he cannot hide on this side of the warehouse,"
the beautiful android said. "That's one way to do it," I snickered. I heard footsteps run down one of the still intact aisles behind us, and I was only half a second behind Dynamo as we raced forward to chase after the maniac. He ran us up and down several of the aisles, as if he thought that he could just tire us out. But based on the fact that his breathing kept getting louder and louder, I guessed that he was the only one who was winded from all his efforts. My girlfriend and I split up to come at him from both sides on one aisle, but Eileen held herself back so she could come in just when we needed her to. Once we'd cornered the maniac in the middle of an aisle, Elizabeth and I took turns as we tried to punch, kick, taser, stab, and shoot the maniac. But every time one of us got close, the supervillain swerved or dodged at the last second to avoid us. I was actually starting to get tired, and I didn't know how much longer Elizabeth and I could maintain our constant stream of fire against him. We had him occupied enough that he wasn't able to reach into his pockets for any more surprise grenades or powders or tiny canisters of gas, but we still hadn't been able to land a solid enough hit on him to slow him down. Still, we had slowly forced him back down the aisle toward the open center of the warehouse, and when I spotted Eileen at the end of the aisle, I was very careful not to let my expression change at all. We continued to drive him backward until he was only a dozen feet away from the android. Then, Eileen moved faster than I had ever seen her move before. She sprinted up behind the maniac with her fingers curled into a tight fist, and the supervillain was so busy trying to defend himself against Dynamo and me that he didn't see Eileen until it was too late. Her fist slammed into the back of his skull with enough force to rattle his brains inside his head, and he immediately started to fall forward. Before he could drop to the ground, Eileen grabbed him underneath his shoulders and pulled him up to stand in front of me. The maniac's arms were completely immobile, so when he recovered from the android's blow, he quickly realized that he was pinned and couldn't move. Of course, he panicked and started to flail around, but by then there wasn't a damn thing he could do about it. I pulled out my gun and took a step forward to close the gap between us. When the maniac writhed and twisted in Eileen's grip, the android just tightened her hold on him until he couldn't move his head out of the way, and then I raised my gun to point it squarely at the middle of his face. I bet you're not so fond of your superpower right about now. You can see it, can't you? You can see what I'm about to do. A look of horror and hatred suddenly fell over the maniac's face.
Oh, say hello to the Shadow Knight for us.
But you can't.
Before the maniac finished telling me what I couldn't do, I fired one shot right between his eyes. The bullet ripped through his skull and scrambled his brains, but by the time it came out the back of his head, Eileen had stepped to the side, so the bullet just sailed past her all the way to the back of the warehouse. The maniac slumped to the floor with a giant hole in the center of his skull.